Able, written and read by Dylan Alcott. My life was saved by a woman who could have stepped straight out of a Roald Dahl story. Until the moment I made my first appearance, there was no indication that my life was in danger. Mum's pregnancy progressed normally, and everything seemed just as smooth and ordinary as it had been almost 3 years earlier with my older brother Zach. Well, maybe there was a bit more discomfort below her ribs, but nothing to write home about. And the ultrasound done at 19 weeks didn't show any abnormalities. My legs weren't moving around much, but no one worried too much about that. In fact, even after I finally arrived, 2 weeks late and weighing a whopping 4.5 kilograms, I've always known how to make an entrance, I seemed like a healthy baby, except for the strange bulge the size of a man's fist on my back. It looked like a lump of fat, and the doctor who delivered me told my parents not to be too worried. He'd seen cases like it before, and usually the lumps were harmless and simply fell away over time. For a brief few hours on that morning of the 4th of December 1990, joy was the prevailing emotion. Relieved and happy, Mum and Dad were looking forward to taking me home. But soon, everything changed, and they found themselves plunged into a nightmare all parents dread. A paediatrician broke the difficult news. There wasn't a simple cosmetic issue that would resolve itself. It was something much more sinister, something that would alter the course of all our lives. Mum and Dad had met in Sydney 7 years earlier. Mum was born in the Netherlands, where she gloried in the name Parisia Wilhelmina Franciscus Snapvangers. But she grew up in a little country town of Casino, New South Wales, where her name was unceremoniously shortened to Reesey. In her teenage years, she moved to Cronulla in the south of Sydney. She was running a successful hair salon when she met my dad, Martin, an up-and-coming sales and marketing executive. They were smitten, and 4 years later, they married. My parents shared an optimistic and adventurous view of the world. As newlyweds starting their family, they moved from Sydney to Queensland and then on to Melbourne, where they made their home in a small cottage in Hampton, a quiet suburb beside Port Phillip Bay, about 14 kilometres southeast of the city. The plan was to stay for just 2 years and reassess, but Mum fell pregnant with me, and my birth changed everything. If that fatty lump had been on my arm or leg, it might well have been nothing to worry about, but its position indicated a very serious condition, a neural tube defect called lipomeningocele. Neural tube defects happen when key parts of the nervous system, the brain and or spinal cord, don't form properly in the womb. Spina bifida is the best known example. With lipomeningocele, a tumour forms, either in the spinal canal or just outside it, and presses on the cord in a way that stops it growing as it's supposed to. The tumour, made of fat cells, is called a lipoma. You know how, if you put a heavy rock on a patch of grass, the grass dies off even though the rest of the lawn around the rock is fine? Well, that was what the tumour had done to part of my spinal cord. There had been no similar problems in my extended family, and no one could tell my parents why this had happened. Even now, nearly 3 decades later, medical researchers still don't know. All they could say was that it was a very serious condition that affected fewer than 1 in 10,000 babies in Australia.